for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday morning, November the 25th, 2000. Thanksgiving weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park. Ronnie Bejou of Rosebridge, Louisiana, is the speaker of the morning.
Change, change, change unto the house. For I, the Lord, am walking in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. Find it not strange that which is taking place even in your capital of your land, saith the Lord. For I, the Lord, have brought a scepter and an authority, said God, and I will establish my righteousness in this earth. And truly thou shalt be many dark days, said the Lord, but be not astounded, and fear thou not. For I shall raise another banner, saith the Lord, and this time I will raise a banner of righteousness. And yea, and that shall not flow out of thy white house, saith the Lord, but it shall flow out of thy house, saith God. For thou art my righteous people and my righteous one. And that which I do, saith God, I do quickly. Fear not those that would give unto thee an evil report, saith the Lord, for I shall surely raise a standard, saith the Lord, for I have placed a standard of holiness and righteousness inside of thee, and truly the house shall fall, saith the Lord, but great shall be the fall of it, for I am raising a new house in this hour, saith the Lord, and all over the land my people shall know me, saith the Lord, and they shall know my name, for I shall walk with them, and they shall walk with me, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. Open your Bibles. Matthew 21. You can sit down. If you can't sit down, stand up. We're living in an hour that we need to discern who the body of the Lord is. Don't shout me down because I'm getting ready to preach. I have relationships with a whole lot of folks, but I'm not in covenant with everybody. And your God isn't either. I will not tie myself to a beast system or a horse system, but I have tied myself to the Lord. And I found out, according to the Word of God, I got loosed. And if you have any tenacity about you today, you will get loosed in the name of Jesus. And I boldly declare unto you that healing has come to you this morning. Deliverance has come to you this morning. Clarity will come to you this morning. Direction will come to you this morning. Prosperity will come to you this morning. And I declare into your ears that you will never be the same. Never, never, never be the same. In Jesus' name, can I get an amen?
Amen.
Do I have any shouters in this house this morning? I wish I had me some witnesses in this place this morning. I wish I had somebody that could stand up and praise the Lord. I wish I had somebody that had enough Holy Ghost unction that stand up and began to shake themselves and began to shalababakate ilahanababakata and began to preach and prophesy to the Lord. I wish I had somebody that had enough integrity that would stand up and say, I serve a God and He cannot lie. Hallelujah! Barukahama, Barukuma Baharaya. Barukahama, I am El Shaddai. I am, He said the Lord. There is none like me. And truly said the Lord, I will destroy the idols and the high places once and for all. I'm cutting the grove, said the Lord. And I'm untying you that you can be a people loosed in the earth. That you will go and do what I have placed in you to do, and you will not be afraid, saith the Lord.
Glory.
Don't you judge me by my outward appearance. In God's eyes, I'm 10 foot tall, and I have a scepter in my hand. And I've come to bring you a word that would revolutionize your life. Don't look at me like I'm some kind of idiom that come out of a closet and don't know how to talk. The devil is notorious to try to cause timidity to come upon people. But I got news for you. I find out I don't have to be fearful. I can preach to you in this room. I can preach to you from a mountaintop. I can preach to you from sitting on my commode. Don't make a bit of difference to me. You might not like the smell. You might not like the odor, but maybe you don't like yourself. Most of the time, we smell bad. And that's why the world don't want to have nothing to do with us. And I didn't even come here to whoop up on you this morning. I came to give you a word that you can untie your ministry. Most of you are tied and bound by your own condemnations and your own things that you have afflicted yourself with and put upon yourself. The problem with that is the church is carnal. That which she has between her ears has not been born again. I said this to one pastor in the church, and he about ready to throw me out. And I got to preaching, and he wanted me to preach on prosperity and give him a message and tickle his ears. And I told him, I said, excuse me, sir, I didn't come here. I'm not a prostitute, and my gift's not for sale. You don't have to invite me back, and that doesn't make a hill of beans to me. For every door that you shut, God will open four more. It's time for the men of God and the women of God to rise up with some boldness and bulldog tenacity. And I'm reading this from the King Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm really trying to be nice. I'm going to end up being a mess before it's over. Matthew 21, you should be there. Praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say help me, Jesus. I was going to get on the Pharisees and the Sadducees, but see, they're far and they're sad, and we'll just leave them alone. Chapter 21, verse 1. Jesus is getting ready to have a procession into Jerusalem, and when they drew nigh unto the Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples. We know that two is the number of witness, but two is also the number of comfort. Hello.
Yeah.
God will come and comfort you and confirm that which you already know, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway you shall find an ass and tie in a coat with her, loose them. So we're going to call the old donkey and the young donkey. Are you with me? And bring them unto me. Didn't say bring them to the pastor. Didn't say bring them to the leadership of the church so they could, okay, everything's all right. It says bring them unto me. The church has been bounded in bondage to legalism and to men who are not anointed, but they are very annoying. You hang around me, you're either going to get anointed or you're going to get annoyed. I pray that you get anointed. I can be anointing. If you don't believe me, ask my wife. Verse 3, she's not here and can't defend herself. I'll speak on her behalf. And if any man say aught to you, you'll not have a good meal when you come. You shall say, the Lord had need of them, and straightway he will send them. And this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, Zion is the church, behold, get a revelation of this, thy king cometh unto thee meek and sitting upon a donkey, and the colt and the foal of a donkey. And the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. Some of them should have died. And brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their clothes, and they set him thereon. And a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down branches from the trees, men all this will preach, and straw them in the way. And the multitude that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. It's really Hosanna, Hosanna. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? Preaching just for a few moments about an entire new ministry. In prophetic symbolism, the old donkey speaks of Jerusalem and the Jewish nation, who is still under the yoke of bondage.
Amen.
And the colt speaks of you and me, a Gentile nation who is going to be loosed and be given a covenant right and a covenant relationship with a God who cannot lie, and was going to deliver us from paganism, idolatry, and every fornicating spirit known to mankind. And it was impossible for him to ride on both donkeys at one time.
But he said, get me the young one. Get me the one that's untamed. Get me the one that is full of regeneration power. Get me the one that has the Holy Ghost. Get me the one that has the power of God. And I shall set upon him. I will pull a bridle on him. And I will bring it. And I will bring the old with me. And I will embrace the old and the new. And together, they'll bring the fullness of God bodily into Godhead. The reason the church is a mess is because they think the Bible is divided into two books. Because that's what the Pharisees told you. That's what the Sadducees told you. They were divided among themselves. They couldn't agree on doctrine. The Bible, may I present in your ear, is one book. And the Bible declares in the volume of the book, Jesus Christ, the beginning and the end. No in between. So when they went into Jerusalem and to Bethphage, Bethphage is the place which speaks to us of unripe figs. And every part of your life and your mind mentality and your mindset that is not fruitful for God, God will root it up and pluck it up, and he will begin to birth fresh fruits and fresh anointing in your life, because you are not a frozen generation. You are a chosen generation. You're not only peculiar because you're odd. You're peculiar because the word is very defined in the Greek that you are possessed with God. You're looking at a man that is possessed with God.
Yeah.
Brother Williams, it's so nice to have you with us today. God bless your little heart. Truly the Lord would say to thee, my son, thou art a blessing. Be warm, be fed, and go ahead. That is about as pathetic can be. God is looking for you. He's not waiting for another. He will not have another. He does not need another. He needs you.
Come on.
Esther said to Mordecai, now my time has come. Who's going to stand up in the courts of God and declare his righteousness? And some of the wise boys says, well, some said you're Elijah. Some said you're John. Some said you're Jeremiah. And he said, who do you say that I am? He said, one of the prophets. It is time for us to know him. And when we know him, he will untie us. And when he does, he'll say, loose them and let them go. The reason for the greater majority of the church that our ministries are tied is because we're too much suke. That means that your unconverted woman between your eyes. You pay much too much. There's too much soul power. And not enough Holy Ghost power. Because the pneuma, Spirit of God, he is the one that has the unction for your function. He's 1 John 2:20. He says, you will receive an unction from the Holy One. You don't need hands laid on you. You don't need another prophet to come prophesy you. You don't need another apostle to set you in motion. All you need is the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor and say, I need the Holy Ghost. Now, if you have any tenacity, stand up with me right now. Say, Father, by an act of my will, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I loose myself. I loose my ministry. I loose my job. I loose my family. I loose everything that has to do with me. You said that I'm loose. And if I'm loose, I am loose. That means the chains are broken.
Yes.
It's awfully warm in this place.
Yeah, you better hold my mule before I run.
Look at your feet. And you declare that these feet are made to live with godly conduct for God. I preached this last time I was here. Now look at your knees. As the water has come up to my knees. And I declare that I'm a prayer warrior for Jesus. I can pray in the Holy Ghost. I don't have 10 ways to get your faith to operate. I don't have 15 ways to teach you how to pray. All I know is if you pray, something is going to happen between your ears and it's going to revolutionize your life. And when the word of the Lord rises from within, he says, arise and shine, for the light has come.
Come on.
And all of a sudden, your loins begin to be loosed. The next thing you know, you find yourself in the river and you can't do anything but follow the stream of God.
Come on.
You thought I was real conservative, didn't you? You may be seated.
My wife told me one day, she said, you can't go around the country preaching like that. I said, who said so? Now, he told the boys, he said, now, boys, listen to me carefully. I'm going to Jerusalem, but I need a vehicle. So the first thing you have to realize about untying your ministry, you got to find your niche. I didn't say find your itch. I said find your niche. That speaks of your talents and your gifting and your calling and your purposes and your mandate from God. God didn't raise you up and put you in a church and had a pastor lay hand and he said, oh, oh, you're so wonderful. You're so blessed. You're just marvelous. Pastor can't give you a gift. He can instruct you and teach you and nourish you and tend to you and feed you. And he should, instead of robbing you. Oh, my. I don't want to go there. Some of you might still be down in denominations. I mean, organizations. I might as well tell it. I was in this church. Dad, you're going to appreciate this. You was once in that kind of church. Thank God you're out. So the pastor said, now, I know that you're not blankety blank. He said, I wonder what kind of church it was. I said, no, I'm not. But I'm licensed and forsaken. But I'm not forgotten. And I have an anointing from God. And I have a calling. And I have a destiny. What can I do to help you, Pastor, in your church? He says, unless you blankety blank, you can't. I said, can I park cars? No. Can I be an usher? No. I've been a pastor 15 years. I can't Sunday school teach? No. I said, what can I do? He says, nothing. Now, God says, when I got to this place, he said, you're going to sit there and die till you find your niche. I wanted to be an apostle one day. The next day, I wanted to be a prophet. The next day, I wanted to be an evangelist. One day, I wanted to be a pastor. The next day, I wanted to be a teacher. Then I go back. I want to be an apostle. I want to be a prophet. I want to be an evangelist. I want to be a teacher. I didn't know what I wanted to be because I was still tied. I was still tied to what they said that I could and could not do. I was still tied to what they said, you can't possibly do this. You can't do that and agree with our creed and our ethics and our codes. And the pastor, something happened to him. One night, 1,500 people in this church asked me if I would get up and become a prayer worker at the altar. And I said, certainly. I was thrilled. And I went up there, and this little woman, Brother Robert, about this high, she's just standing there. I said, do you have any knees? Hmm. I said, in the name of Jesus. And when I did, she manifested. Oh, Lord. Then she fell to the floor in the convulsions. Then she started slithering on the floor like a snake. And the pastor, 6'2", and I could feel this bull breathing down my neck. And he said, now what are you going to do? I said, absolutely nothing. He said, what's wrong? I said, that's just the devil. He said, well, Christians can't have a demon. I said, it's still the devil. She's the leader in the choir. I said, it's still the devil. And you asked me not to do anything. So all I did was pray with her. And she manifested. Well, how do we stop this? I said, it's very simple. I grabbed her by the hand. I said, what is her name? They told, I said, I called her soul back. I said, in the name of Jesus, you be set free. Loose her. Let her go. And rise up and walk. And she got up and she says, whew, something happened to me. I feel wonderful. I feel like praising the Lord. And the pastor went, Springfield, Missouri was not ready for that. I thought curiosity was going to kill you. Wish you quit pulling them out. I told you I didn't want to tell you. Now, isn't it interesting that Jesus thought it was fitting to send two of the disciples to go and fetch the donkey and the little colt? Now, in Matthew 21, it talks about the donkey and the colt, but in Mark 11, it talks about just the colt, the young colt. And so, if you're taking notes, to find your niche, the first thing you have to do is draw nigh to God. James 4 says to draw nigh to God. And he will draw nigh to you. He said, cleanse your hands, you sinners. Who do you think James was writing to? Bunch of heathens? To the church. Now, here I am, a little South Louisiana country boy. And I have traveled great parts of the United States this year. And I'm in this church with another prophet. And 90% of these churches do not believe Christians can have a demon. We can talk about this. We're at camp. I'm not in your church, and I'm not trying to preach you good for an offering.
Amen.
Do you want to get free? Quiet, isn't it? Wish you could see it from my point. When you draw nigh to God, it means you've put everything, your opinions, everything about you aside. And you've come to hear what he has to say about it. I don't have to be hermeneutically correct. I took a little Greek. And I know a couple of Hebrews, too. But I'm mostly French. And I was destined to be a Jew. My last name is Be Jew. Be a Jew. If you're writing a check, make it out to Ronnie Be Jew. And if it's $1 million, you've heard from God. I don't think any humor in all that. I got a revelation from God sitting on my throne. And he says, I'm going to give you $1 million. I said, you're going to do what? I said, God, I have never seen $1 million. Other than when my wife worked in the bank, and most of the time they didn't hold $1 million in their vault. Of course, the next good thing, I said, when's it coming? I'm a pretty smart boy. I may not be the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'm pretty sharp. He says, when you can handle it. I don't have it yet. So pray for me. The handling part comes when we can manage it. And I've said that to you to say to you this. God will loose you in your ministry when you learn how to manage his business. And not treat it like your own. You're not a store that's trying to be discovered or is going to develop. But you are his sons. And you do have a right. You do have covenant rights. And you do have an inheritance. Isn't it strange he didn't bring all the disciples with him? Amen. What's the matter with the other boys? He brought two. Because there were two colts. One donkey and one colt. And what he did when he walked into the... He rode that donkey in the streets of Jerusalem. He told them, you hold dear to your Torah, but I bring good news. I am also bringing and riding this colt to bring unto you the dispensation of grace. So quit trying to work for God. And quit trying to please God. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, you don't have to prophesy, sing, dance, preach. Just have to be you. Untie. I was supposed to bring a piece of rope so I could tie you up, but I didn't get a chance to do that. Draw nigh to God. Secondly, he will send you with his anointing. It is not your preaching that will destroy the yoke. Isaiah said, is the anointing that would not only destroy but annihilate the yoke. That means if you are yoked together with some stiff-necked, stubborn-willed somebody, God is going to deliver you and yoke you with him. And know that he is the chief oxen, and he will lead you in the way that you should go. Because the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. Psalms 107, verse 20 says, he sent his word, healed and delivered us from destruction. Secondly, walk in your anointing. This speaks to me of the battle that was going on between Saul and David. When David was getting ready to face his Goliath, Saul offered him his armor. Now here's the little shepherd boy. The only thing he knows is how to praise the Lord, Brother Robert. But he had become a professional slinger. Now, if you study the principle, this is free. He didn't kill Goliath with the right hand, because the right speaks of the righteousness of God. He killed him with his left hand. He was left-handed. It speaks of the judgment of God. And he swung it and swung it and swung it. And one of those fivefold ministry stones hit him between his ears and killed him dead. But before this could happen, this is what David said to the king. He says, I cannot use your armor because I haven't proved it. Oh, I wish I had me some praises in this life. He said, I can't use your armor. It doesn't fit me. It doesn't belong to me. It is not my anointing. It's yours. But the anointing that God has given me. Yes, I can stand up in the mouth. And I can shout unto God. And my gift will make room. I don't have to sound like you. Y'all are awfully quiet for folks that want to get delivered. I can't sing with a Scottish accent. I can barely sing with an English. Thank you, Robert. But I can sing with the song that he gave unto me. Sister Righteousness, I said this in Butcher's church. No, don't even you tell him that. Sister Righteousness couldn't hold a tune in a bucket. But when she got up before the sanctuary of God and she said, Amazing Grace, the anointing came. How sweet the sound. If I spit on you, it's anointed. Now that sounds pretty good. But can you imagine, say, I said, dear Lord, she needs a rest. But the brother said when she sang, she couldn't hold a tune in the bucket. Carry a tune. But when she sang, the anointing came. See, it's time for us to realize the church is not here to perform.
Amen. Amen.
We're here to gather and assemble to be with God, to praise Him, to worship Him, to adore Him, to acclaim Him, to embrace Him. Then hear the word, because it's anointed. After we have loosed ourselves from the waste of this world, and all those things that so easily beset us, and we've lost the outer court, and we've gone to the holy place, but we're not stopping there. We want to get into the Holy of Holies, where God is. And I don't care how thick the smoke is. Without the smoke, you would die and I would die. But thank God for the glory. You know exactly what God's told you. But most of you did what I did. You went to some half-cocked, half-baked religious Pharisee. Spirit-filled one, too. I like, that's why I like coming to camp. I can get by with this here. See, when you know the truth. I heard a preacher said, it's the truth that you know that makes you free. I said, you are about as dumb as they come. That's a broad way when you make a statement like that. It's the truth that you know. And he says, you shall, it's a command, know the truth, which is a person. And that truth that lives in you, he will set you free. Now, when we get back to the Pharisees and the Sadducees, and they were arguing about leavened bread. And the disciples said, we have brought no bread. Man, what are we going to do? Hey, I come to God's church. I don't have any bread, any substance. And Jesus told them, look at all these folks we fed with 5 fish and 2 loaves. The subject at hand was not bread. The subject at hand was doctrine. By what doctrine does this man speak? By what authority does he say these things? And he says, when you go to the city, straight will be the way. You tell them, I have need of them. Wisecracker says, because he's trying to walk in his mind, who told you you could come here and loose this donkey? You don't have a PhD degree. Pardon me. I praise him daily. I may not fit in your social club, and I may not fit in your society, but I tell you where I do fit. I can stand up, and I can proclaim the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, because the Bible declares that I should praise Him daily, and I can rejoice in the Lord always, and again He said, rejoice. And then He says, be of good cheer, my son. I have overcome the world, even thy faith.
Of course, this is not Jesus. You remember when Mark 11 says, you cursed that tree and it did die. What an anointing. Because all they could see was the tree. They couldn't see the dispensation that was ending. Now, there's still hope for the Jewish nation. And I hope you pray for your Jewish brethren. But when he wrote on the old, he had you in his mind. And he's going through peace, Jerusalem, shalom, riding. And isn't it marvelous when a man of God comes to town, they want to lay out the carpet for him. They took their clothing, brethren. I'm just going to paraphrase now. They took their clothing and stacked it on the lane where Jesus was coming, riding upon the colt that no man had ever sat. He has given you such a unique ministry that no man has ever entered into it. And here you're trying to copy somebody else's ministry. He has no copycats.
Amen.
And according to Genesis 1:26, let us make God in our image. You are the very negative of the photograph that he took in times when he was, before he framed the world, he said, Jesus, let's make man in our image. But the first Adam was not the picture, but the second Adam. He's the real picture.
Amen.
Because see, he was allowed to stay in that solution. He was allowed to stay in that realm of darkness until the red light, until the manifest presence of God, his Father, came. And then when he stood upon the cross and he cried, Eli, Eli, Sabachthani, my God, why has God forsaken me? He said, it is finished. Now, to the church. He said, whatsoever you bound on earth, this is your earth, and whatsoever you loose in heaven, shall be loosed. And Paul said to the three women, one was a strange woman that he spoke of in Galatians 4, one was a bound woman, one was a free woman, and one was Hagar. How can we not walk in the Spirit when we serve the God of the heavenly Jerusalem? We must become heavenly minded.
Amen.
And Ephesians 2 says that we are seated in the very presence of God. I wish somebody would praise the Lord in this place. I wish somebody would say hallelujah in this place. I wish somebody would get excited about Jesus in this place. Let your anointing lead you. You shall find. Say, well, Lord, you gave me this anointing. What if I go and they don't receive me? He said, you shall find. See, that does away with all your what ifs. Hello? Thirdly, knowing your anointing. Do you know how your anointing functions? Everybody in this room has the same ability as I do to stand up and prophesy.
Come on, that's right.
The only reason he said let that be confirmed by the mouth of two or three prophets is because they were training them.
Amen.
That wasn't for a control mechanism.
Amen.
The problem is we've sat in churches long enough where they've controlled us. And become a mindset. Perfect preacher performance. If we keep the preacher wealthy and fat, he'd be nice to us. I guess you heard about the young pastor that prophesied before the election that the hindrance would be in that particular part in Florida way before the election started. He's nobody. Nobody knows his name. Don't know anything about him. He's a voice. Your voice. You've been tied too long. You need to quit sitting on the premises and start standing on the promises.
Amen.
You know when the teapot sings? When she is up to her neck in hot water, she continues to praise the Lord. Some of you need to get in hot water. Some of you need to take your cloak of ease and count it off. I am anticipating, and I could care less who preaches tonight. I am anticipating, before I leave this camp, that the manifest glory of God is going to come down. I've got three witnesses. Can I get another witness? Can I get a better witness? Can I get an amen?
Can I get a hallelujah? Can I get a praise the Lord? Colossians chapter 4 says it this way. Take what you receive in the Lord and fulfill it. Chapter 4, verse 17. Everything you take and receive should be a fulfillment.
Come on.
All you're doing, if you're eating from camp to camp or from service to service, from message to message, you're getting spiritually fat. And you're no earthly good. See, man, he's really whipping up with me. I'm telling you the truth. I caught myself, Brother Glenn, going to church one day. I said, boy, if I could go to that church tonight and hear that prophet preach, boy, if he would just have a word for me, he would fix me up and everything would be all right. That is a deceiving devil. That is a seducing spirit. My whole purpose to go to the meeting was to get my selfish old me a word. But every time I went to church and I didn't want a word,
yeah, tell me about it.
They'd point me out and say, you little fellow over there. I used to have a beard. The guy with the beard. I can't tell if it's black or white. It's salt and pepper. And I said, and I look around just like most of you do and turn around and say, yeah, I'm talking to you. I knew who he was talking to. Try to play stupid. Am I helping you? Oh, how I love Brother Ronnie because he first loved me. Now, if you notice in the beginning, Jesus did not debate. Now, Brother Williams and Brother Robert are the two disciples. And I'll be Jesus just for half a second because I couldn't stand all his glory. And I said, now, boys, go get the donkey and Robert, make sure you bring the coat. Now, the next verse doesn't say they pounded that in their heart. They fasted 10 days. They prayed. They shouted and danced about and all that and did all these wonderful things. No, they got up, the Bible said, and they went. With anticipation, believing that they were going to find. Oh, I wouldn't receive that. This is a man of integrity. But he brings the young man,
the donkey.
Can you imagine that? And folks, when he sends you and you walk in your anointing, which is the second thing we talked about, there will be that which he said unto you in your time of prayer and quietness. It will be there when you get there.
Come on, brother.
Man, I had me a clunker. A Chevrolet Bala clunker. Almost 20 years ago when I came here. And I had $60 to my name. Brother Glenn doesn't even know this. And I'm having transmission problems. Now, my wife and I, we are a mess.
I remember the transmission.
So, I knew that $60 could not help me. And I was all tied up. I had a wounded spirit. I had been betrayed by brethren. I was in an awful fix. And somebody put us on the mailing list of Blake Hamilton, and we got this flyer. I said, who in the name of John Brown is Blake Hamilton? And who do these people think, what do they think they know about deliverance? Don't they know that who we trained under? I was having what we call diarrhea of the mouth. And my wife, and most of you have met her, precious woman of God, she said, I believe we need to go. Now, my financial mind said, she is. Went off the edge. $60. All the bills are due. We got into the old Impala. I killed every mosquito from South Louisiana to Hot Springs, Arkansas. Coming and going. But now on the way back. We had some deliverance. We had a wonderful time. We bonded with folks. We felt that we were loose from things. On the way back, Robert, the transmission line broke. I had 3 quarts and $5.
The Lord told me when I came, he said, give 50 of your 60. I said, I'll bind you, devil, in the name of Jesus. You trying to steal my money? On the lonely highway, I have bought an extra line, which was not, you know, real tempered material. It was just a little flexible, and I put two clamps on it. I filled it up with 3 quarts and drove another 20 miles. And my wife said, there's an awful smoke coming out of the tailpipe of that car. Do you think something's wrong? I said, it's a lie. We had a cloud following us. And pulled over to this station, and they had 2 quarts left. I had $5 and drove in home for $1.50. And then we got serious about praying. And we knew that the religious Pharisees of this world had abandoned us. But God had delivered us, because he began to teach us how to untie our ministry and untie those things that had kept us in bondage. And so we instantly became part of this family. We had been trained in deliverance to a degree. This was another part. But God can take a people, and he can send you anywhere in part of this country, and he will use you if you will allow him to loose you.
Come on, bro.
And the greatest thing that I find traveling all over the United States in these churches, the pastor keeps the people in bondage because he will not loose them. He feels like he has a competitive spirit. And so I went in this church, and I had a message called, loose him and let him go. Now, I said this, I gave my opening statements, and I walked up to the pastor, and I said, now, before I preach, I want you to lay hands on me, and I want you to loose me and give me the freedom to preach my heart out. He said, I do. That church was 75 people. The next time I went to that church, in 6 months, there were 350 people because the pastor saw that he was in error, and he loosed the people. These people were going out. He had brought them through all kind of training. They were going out winning souls. When's the last time you won a soul? Oh, the Great Commission is not for us. Oh, we just want the glory. See, prophetic words are not always nice. I wish you were up here giving it instead of me. I could enjoy myself sitting down and say, oh, yeah, amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. How many? You know, I'm not saying praise God when I say something good. Brother Robert told you about it last night. I didn't tell you my aunt died, so you didn't have to pray God. That coat is you. And you hold the keys to setting your generation free. All you have to do is let the master sit on you and ride you into Jerusalem.
Amen. Amen.
But beware. He's not going to tie your nose with a rope. He's going to put a bridle in your mouth. Because see, in that mouth you have a tongue. Unless you are agreeing with God, you are in direct insubordination to his word.
Amen.
I know that's strong, but it's still the truth.
Amen.
See, I'm a little military-minded. I'm in the army. And my rank didn't come easy. And it still doesn't come easy. I realized the other morning I got up, I still had some flesh. But I couldn't kid it. Let me give you the third point and we're going to close. I'm going to put the icing on the cake. That's all right, but I'm not done. Thirdly, to entire your ministry, now write this down, step out of you and into God. Step out of you and into God. You need the Holy Ghost. Look at your neighbor and say, you need the Holy Ghost. Now, if you'll turn to Mark 11, we're going to conclude this message. I could give you a lot more, but time will not permit. In verse 4, it's a little different scenario, but in verse 4 he says, "And they went their way and found the colt tied by the door without in a place where two ways met." Here we will find a separation of people who are being led by their flesh or their soul or being led by the Holy Ghost. Now, you know God sent you. And you stepped out of yourself, which you got out of your comfort zone. And you got into the water, into the river. Now, God's in control. And He is stirring up the waters in your life. But you come into this place where the two ways meet. What are you going to do? Do you go to the left? Do you go to the right? There's a little phrase I like to use called, "The doors of opportunity are clearly marked. Push and pull." The two ways are the way of the law or the way of the Spirit. The way of the law says, this is the way I've been trained. This is the way I've always did it. This is the way Grandpa did it. Grandma did it. And my grandpa and grandma before them did it. And 10 generations now, this is the way they did it. I come from a whole line of preachers, and this is the way they did it. My four and no more. But the law will bring you to a ministry of condemnation. And the letter of the word kills. But the Spirit gives life. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when you get into a crossroad of your life, the anointing by the Holy Ghost that is upon your life will point the way that you should go, and you will not make a wrong turn. But if you go by the way of the law, all right, let's do it another way. If you go the way of the Pharisee, I call them spiritual tutors. Everybody say, "Toot, toot." I've been there. Now say, "Toot, toot." I've been there. And say, "Oh, toot, I'm still there." Men that are not anointed of God put restrictions and constrain you to doing things that is contrary to the nature of the Holy Ghost. And therefore, they have become religious babbles. "Oh, but they pray in tongues, Brother Ryan." So what? Amen. Amen. The devil could have tongues and it still wouldn't save him. Amen. Oh, my. Sometimes I think the devil prays in tongues. The Bible said at the sound of the name of Jesus, demons tremble. A demon can't be anything but a demon. That's his nature. But God, Spirit lives in you. And He's holy. You know why He calls you a saint? Because you're not an ain't. And you don't play football for New Orleans. Saint means holy and separated one. Seek to be holy. To become a real Nazarene, you're going to have to step out of your comfort zone. You're going to have to leave Mama, which is your old religion. You're going to have to leave the old donkey and the way that you used to do things. And thank God it worked. This is the new day. Joel prophesied to the church that would come that the wine would drip from the mountains. There is a true move of God. But the thing that's good about it, man can't put it in a bottle.
Hallelujah.
And they can't sell it.
Hallelujah.
It's not for sale. I may kid with you and joke with you, but when it comes to the Word of God, I am very serious what I believe. I just got a vision. How many of you have ever watched Hee Haw? At the end of Hee Haw, He says, pain and agony on me. Oh! And that old mule or donkey looking, just ha, 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 just laughing. You see, folks, God doesn't want us to be the laughing stock. He wants us to be the rejoicing stock. We come from good stock. I could go in another direction. We come from the, we have been grafted in. Well, I was really trying to be nice, but. Secondly, you will know, thirdly, you always find your vehicle for ministry tied by the door.
Amen.
Jesus is the door.
Amen. Good word, brother.
You not find him tied in the swamp or by the mountainside. He's tied by the door. Because, see, the door is a place where you and I have to walk through. And we go and get our information. We go get our instructions. Because we keep in our mind that he is the general. He leads us by the Holy Ghost. He teaches us by the Holy Ghost. And he said he will show us things to come. So you could teach. I like to preach more, but I can teach. Progressive salvation, deliverance, and then directions. If I was to ask for a show of hands this morning, now I believe the word is prophetic because, and I didn't get to hear what Brother Butch ministered. I know he's talking about the call of God. I missed that. And then Brother Robbie talked about his vision. Gotta have a call. You have to have a vision. But once you have a vision, you got to be loosed from that old mindset and go do. And honey, let me tell you something. Age has nothing to do with it. I knew a precious saint of God who went on to be with the Lord not too long ago. 95 years of age. Got up every morning, took her bath, fixed her own breakfast, dressed herself, put on her rouge and fixed her hair, got in her car and went witnessing for Jesus. 95 years young. And then she prophesied to her daughter. She said, daughter, thou shalt surely know. I will lay myself to sleep. And the Lord shall carry me home in peace. And she laid on her bed and folded her hands. She said, kiss me. I'm going home to be with Jesus. Here's someone who knew, who lived in her, who had been liberated, who had been untied and loosed. There's somebody waiting for you to go and untie them and to bring them in to Father's house so they can become part of God's family. But it's going to take giving up of yourself and taking on to God. And you have to come to grips with one thing. You cannot die and do what he did. So quit killing yourself and quit beating up on yourself and accept what he did for you at the cross. It's finished. He's paved the way. Isaiah said it's a highway of holiness. Job said the vultures I have not seen. But we can walk in it because we're free. We've been untied. Verse 7 and 8 in Mark 11 says, and they brought the colt to Jesus and cast their garments upon him, and he sat upon him. And many spread their garments in the way, and others cut down the branches of the tree and strawed them in the way. Notice what they did. Many spread their garments. This does away with our righteousness because we have put on the righteousness of Christ in us, the hope of glory. And God, spiritually today, has loosed you and untied you. Now you're free to go into the world and make disciples. You have no more excuse. you free. God has liberated you. Hallelujah. For the things that have gone on before in your life, said the Lord in the past, are now changing before your eyes. And surely thou shalt know, saith the Lord, thy family shall not be the same. There has been a cry out of your heart that has come unto me, and yea, I have listened, saith the Lord, for my ear is not dull, and my arms not too short that it can reach out unto thee. Thou shalt be drastic changes even in thy own life, saith the Lord. Yea, thou shalt begin to proclaim the word of the Lord. And surely thou shalt stand in my righteousness, saith the Lord. And the anointing shall come upon thee, saith the Lord, in greater proportions. And thou wilt begin to find that which I have always said unto thee. Daughter, thou art mine, and there is none like thee, saith the Lord. I have kept my eye upon you, and I have not changed my mind concerning thee. For that which I have said to thee in thy youth, saith the Lord, I say to thee again, thou shalt begin to rise up with a freshness and an anointing, and thou shalt go forth in my power and in my names, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yea, said the Lord, for I have taken thee out that I might bring thee in. For truly, saith the Lord, that the evil one hath desired to sift thee as wheat, saith the Lord. But I, the Lord, have prayed for thee. I am raising thee up, saith the Lord, and I shall put truly a scepter in thy hand. And thou shalt behold me in my beauty, saith the Lord. Yea, thou hast been given much to vision, saith the Lord, but there shall be another birthing, saith the Lord. Yea, in a greater dimension, and thou will begin to see, for I am removing the scale from thine eyes, and thou shalt behold my beauty and all my splendor. For truly the Lord has risen up inside of thee, and thou shalt even stand out of thy own door and prophesy the word of the Lord. For truly I have raised thee up for such an hour as in this, and daughter, thou art mine, and there is none like thee, saith the Lord. Hallelujah!
All right.
Somebody praise the Lord!
Hallelujah.
Oh, Rabbah, Mamma
Hallelujah. Sheila Bakurabakaya. And your name?
Louise.
Father, I thank you for Louise. I thank you for her love and her faithfulness. Louise, there has been a time in your life where you have felt like you were really disconnected. And God says, daughter, I am reconnecting you. I'm plugging you back in, said the Lord. You have been one that has set back, said the Lord, even taken the back seat. But I am bringing you forward, said the Lord, for such a time as this. Thou shalt no longer be shy or shy-minded, but thou shalt think good thoughts, and thou shalt be bold, and thou shalt rise up, said the Lord. And truly the anointing that shall be upon thee, thou will bring forth a prophetic sound. And many shall marvel at thy word, but thou shalt surely know, saith the Lord, it is my word in thee, rising up and being given permission to be loosed into the earth and to perform that which I've set it to do, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. What's your name again?
Charles.
Hallelujah. Son, know that thou art mine, saith the Lord. I have brought thee to some strange situations. And thou shalt surely know, saith the Lord, even as the crack in the rock, I shall begin to seal those things, saith the Lord, that have come against thee, saith God, and even in the times of thy heart, thou hast felt some impression of me, and thou hast truly felt me, saith the Lord, and thou hast known me, but even in thy mind thou hast wondered, Lord, can this really be thee? And the Lord would say, son, you have heard me, you have felt my impression, saith the Lord, and I will seal you, and I will take mortar and begin to fill in the cracks, saith the Lord. And surely thou shalt know, saith the Lord, I place in thy hand an ability to be a stone setter. And thou wilt begin to set stones, saith the Lord, one stone at a time. And surely thou wilt marvel at that which the Lord has given thee, for I have given thee great strength, great integrity, and great ability, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. For surely the Lord would say to thee, Mildred, it is not over until I said it's over, saith the Lord. I will begin to birth in thee a new strength, saith God. Yea, thou hast been given to much vision and dreams, but thou hast even held back at a time when thou should speak, but I am raising up another level inside of thee, for your time has come, for this is your day, and thou shalt rejoice in your God, and thou shalt rejoice in the salvation of thy God, and thou shalt even stand and proclaim the goodness of the Lord, and thou shalt surely know, saith the Lord, I will bless thee, and I will continue to bless thee, for thou art truly a blessing unto me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Son, the Lord would say to thee, thou hast not been caught in a hard place, for I, the Lord, am able to deliver thee even from under the clefts of the rock, saith the Lord. And I would say to thee, there is a new anointing coming upon thy life, saith the Lord. And even in thy family situation, I am working, saith the Lord. For thou have been great turmoil and great turning around. Yea, thou hast even walked in a time of confusion, but I am lifting that up from you right now, saith the Lord. I am giving you my mind, and thou will begin to see with my eyes, and thou will begin to hear with my ear, for I have given you the tongue of the learned, and thou shalt no longer take the back road, saith the Lord, for it is time for you to move forward and go on, saith God. For truly the Lord would send to thee the levels of manifestations of my spirit shall come into thee, saith the Lord, in great strength. And yea, thou shalt surely know that that which is changing before thine eyes, surely thou shalt realize that thou art not in control. And thou hast cried out unto me, Lord, this is too much for me. The load is too heavy. I cannot bear it. Daughter, I'm bringing thee out from under the load. I'm bringing you out from under the burden this day, saith the Lord. And I am redirecting directions I've already given thee, and I'm sending thee some help, saith the Lord, for thou shalt no longer be bound with all the weight of the ministry, and thou shalt surely know I, the Lord, has spoken this unto thee, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 Yea, the Lord would say to thee, my daughter, it is time for change. Thou hast sat in the place of discomfort way too long. For I, the Lord, have spoken unto thee this day, and thou hast seen the anointing, and thou hast beheld it, and even thy heart has cried out unto me, Lord, if I could only have a taste of this. Daughter, not only shall you taste it, you shall consume it, and you shall go and find places where you can consume it. And surely the Lord would say, the fire is burning deep within thy bosom. And yea, the devil would desire to break you apart, and even cause divisions in thy own family. But I, the Lord, am raising a standard, and truly he shall not prevail, for my word shall go forth out of thy mouth, even as a two-edged sword, and thou shalt begin to speak, and yea, thou will begin to prophesy to the problems, and they shall correct themselves, for the word shall go before thee, and the word shall be in thee, and it's anointed to do that which I've sent it, saith the Lord. The devil's a liar. I said, the devil's a liar. I said, the devil's a liar. The devil's a liar. Hallelujah. 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 For yea, the Lord would say to thee, my son, it has not been an easy trail for you. Thou hast walked a many a lonely path, saith the Lord. But I shall raise up a man and a woman, and I declare unto your ears today, and unto thy salvation, thou shalt rejoice again. For I will begin to teach thee how to release and to let go. And that which I established and set in order, saith the Lord, thou wilt not have to marvel, and thou shalt not have to wait for fruit. For thou shalt know them when you see them, and thou shalt know them when you hear them, and thou shalt even have visions of them, and I shall bring them forth, saith the Lord. And there shall be a new establishment, there shall be a new word, and there shall be a greater foundation. For I, the Lord, have not besought thee and left thee by the wayside. I have desired to use you, and I will continue to use you. And know, saith the Lord, your due is coming, and the time is not over for you, saith the Lord God. And a new strength, a new strength, a new strength is coming into your physical body. Hallelujah. Hilabaha. How many of you hungry for food? Y'all can be dismissed. The rest of y'all stay. Get your mind off of food. Get your mind back in the Holy Ghost. There's a precious anointing here this morning. I wouldn't want to miss what God had said to me. Kila. It's not time to fly. It's time to ride. The directions of the east are upon your shoulders, and the burdens of the Lord are placed upon your hands. I've given thee a great task, and thou hast been faithful. But I'm redirecting and reestablishing. And surely saith the Lord, the burdens have seemed to be very heavy. For thou hast even grieved for a time, but I, the Lord, send to thee, the grieving is over. And that which I have established in you shall begin to rise up. Thou hast even looked at others for comfort. For yea, the Lord said, I have put comfort in thy own hands, and even in thy mouth. And thou shalt begin to establish the prophetic sound of the Lord. Thou shalt no longer sit back and wait for another. For that which I have begun in you, said the Lord, I will establish it, and the direction shall come, yea, one, sometimes two. But thou shalt know the way, thou shalt not be misled to the left or the right. Thou wilt always know my way, for that which I will burn deep within thy heart, thou wilt really know I have spoken unto thee. For truly there have been words spoken over thee and unto thee that were not of me, saith the Lord, and I have destroyed those words even this day, but I am raising up afresh and anew, and thou shalt understand in the direction that I speak, and thou shalt even begin to hear my winds like never before. There shall come a wind blowing in your direction, and thou shalt know the direction that I am going, and thou shalt surely follow me, and thou will begin to respond quickly, 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 and thou shalt not have to lay upon thy bed and wail for hours and months at a time, but thou shalt know me instantly, said the Lord. You know, like, give me a word like that. I cry like a baby sometimes for 2 or 3 months. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't believe I met you. Huh? Your name?
Jerry.
Jerry?
Emerson.
Jerry and?
Sammy.
Y'all together?
Yes.
You love him?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Amen.
He loves you too. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, I thank you for this couple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And surely the Lord would send to thee, my son and my daughter, thou shalt make great sounds of acclamation of joy. And thou shalt surely know thy heart has been saddened for a season, but rejoicing is beginning to be birthed inside thee again. I shall bring thee into another elevation. I shall bring thee into a greater anointing, saith the Lord. And surely the Lord will send to thee, my son, thou shalt teach my word in season and out of season. Thou hast been a time where thou hast been distraught and discouraged, but I, the Lord, has brought thee to a different place. I am bringing thee to another level of an anointing, a greater capacity to understand my word, a greater capacity to see my word, and a greater capacity to know that you can go forth in my name and by the anointing I've given to thee to demonstrate the power and anointing. Hallelujah, brother, there's going to be great, great, great miracles in the ministry that God has prepared for you. God said there's going to be creative miracles in the ministry. And the Lord will send to thee, son, be not fearful. Only believe, and I will begin to help you one step at a time, one line at a time, and I will not overburden thee. But in a time of sitting and in a time of maturity, and your levels of anointing will begin to rise, and when the time comes forth, you shall know. It's time to do. Hallelujah. God is good. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He's so good to there's two or three people here this morning. You really have severe pain in your body. If that's you, I want you to stand up and come to the front. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Come on, sister. Just stand right here. Raise your hands for the Lord. In the name of Jesus, can you leave this woman? Now. 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 Just relax. You stiff-necking God, just relax. Relax. Father, let your fire come. In Jesus' name. Thank God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Can you lift your hands to the Lord? Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. There it is. There it is. Let's receive it. There it is. There it is. There it is. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 Jesus. Yes. 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 Yes, 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 yes. Father, we just break the shackles loose in the name of Jesus. Now, Kila Bababoka, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What's your name?
Louise.
Who?
Louise.
Louise? Your name has been put on a kennel, and prayers have been prayed against you. That is satanic and demonic. Father, I remove Louise's name from the spirit of witchcraft and satanic rituals in the name of Jesus. And I draw the bloodline, apply the blood to her mind and her body, and loose her. In Jesus' name. I remove every pin in Jesus' name. Now. Now, pain, you go. In the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath. Go ahead, take a deep breath. That's okay. Thank you, Jesus. I just let the peace of God settle upon you. There it is. There it is. You can have it all. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for Brother Jim's own. In the name of Jesus, stretch as much as you can, brother. Right now, Father, your word declares that you healed him 2,000 years ago. And Lord, we just apply that bloodline. He has a covenant with you. His flesh belongs to you. We curse this thing of the roots. Command it to withdraw. You crippling spirit, I command you to loose. Come out of him. Let him go now. Be healed. In Jesus' name. Now, Father, I thank you that the doctor's report will find nothing wrong with him. That he has a complete manifestation of the healing power of God. I don't even know how you can stand up in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
We have a man camping on the campground. His name is Jim Coleman. He called me. He checked himself into the hospital last night, and he called. We need to pray for him. We don't know what's the matter with him. I'll go check on him later. Jim Coleman.
Would you come, brother?
He's in the room.
And stand in proxy for him? Everybody stand to your feet and extend your hand. I believe in body ministry. This is not a one-man show. Father, we lift up Jim to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise out of your bed of affliction, and in the name of Jesus, be thou whole and be thou delivered and set free. Father, I just loose him. And the church loses him. Be free and be made whole. Father, we thank you for the good report. We thank you that he's delivered and made whole, because your word will not return to us void.
I'll stand in proxy for Fern.
Okay, yes. How many of you know Miss Fern? Let's pray for Miss Fern this morning. Father, I just release anointing. Fern, be thou loosed.
Amen.
And whole, hallelujah, I know it's hard to stand up. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of stroke, I command you to be removed from her mind, her body. Every tentacle that you've destroyed, every blood vessel that you've broken, I command you to loose her. God, heal, restore, that where the stroke is taken away, replenish, restore, refurbish, and make her whole.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We thank you for Fern's good report.
Amen.
She's made whole.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You want to bless the food? No. Amen. While you're standing. Something is going to happen in this camp meeting. I just don't know what. I can't put a name or a label on it. There is such an excitement in my spirit. There's an explosion fixing to happen. Lake Hamilton Bible Camp, that it has never experienced. Folks, we are part of it. And I am a real believer in importation. Hallelujah. I'm going to do what Brother Robert did last night. So I want every one of you to lay your hands on the person in front of you. And we're going to make a perfect line. Amen. You don't go up her hand. I'm going to hold your hand. I'm going to hold her hand. Now, in the name of Jesus, on the count of three, I want you to receive everything that the Lord has for you. And receive an importation of His divine providence, His divine will, His divine holiness. Father, in Jesus' name, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have given to your people this day, I impart all the giftings and the anointing and the callings that you have placed upon our lives. We just impart grace and strength and power and integrity. Father, we thank you for a divine intervention. That's what it is. It's going to be a divine intervention in the name of Jesus. So call your friends, call your neighbors. Don't be shy. Tell the truth and shame the devil. You're dismissed. We bless the food in the name of Jesus. Go in peace.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.